Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, and you know, for a lot of us seasoned workers, you know, been in the workplace a little bit, I know so many people who are going back to school to get an MBA, and also the latest thing is the EMBA. Joining me this morning, Michael Desiderio. He's Executive Director of the Executive MBA Council. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful. Wonderful. First of all, what is the difference between an MBA and an executive MBA?
No, I appreciate you asking that question, Twanda. The executive MBA, the primary difference, I should point this out at the beginning, it is an MBA. So whether you go for a full-time MBA or go through an executive MBA, an MBA is an MBA. It's a master's degree in business. But what makes the executive MBA primarily the thing that makes it different is the group that it is targeted for. So the demographic that is served by the executive MBA space is on average a 38-year-old with 14 years of work experience and nearly 9 years of management experience. Mm-hmm. So much different than when you think about the full-time student going back for an MBA. Mm-hmm. You referred to our demographic as seasoned, so I think I'll go with that.
We are seasoned. Very much seasoned. What is the difference in the coursework? What would you be talking about very differently in an EMBA program?
Well, that's the great thing is, an MBA, the core that you would study, whether it's in an executive MBA format or a full-time format, you're going to study accounting and finance and marketing and strategy, all the things that you would think of when getting a master's degree in business. I think the thing that's important to point out that makes an executive MBA different as far as the classroom experience is comes back to the people sitting in the room with you. So mm-hmm. No question that the professor standing at the front of the room is integral to the learning, to the knowledge transformation that happens for students. But what's great about the executive MBA, because you're sitting in the room with a group of individuals with a substantive amount of work experience, you're learning from them. We hear this over and over from alumni as they graduate from executive MBA programs, how invaluable it was to learn from their peers, because now they're studying and learning and solving business cases with a group of people that may come from different industries, that have a different experience base, and that context that they bring from the real world adds to the learning. So while the curriculum may be, it's not going to be exactly the same, but primarily the core will be the same, it's that group that changes how you think about business and gives you what I like to refer to as a new frame of reference.
Totally. Now, you talk about this group that's sitting there. What industries or the people in industries benefit from an executive MBA or an MBA? Would that be anybody or a certain industry?
No, it's a great question because we do track what are the industries where new students are coming from. And it's so diverse. We have people coming from healthcare, pharmaceutical, mm-hmm. people from the energy industry, manufacturing, technology. We see folks from the government sector, from financial services, even the nonprofit sector. So it's really not about what industry you're in, mm-hmm. but it's more about where are you in your career? Are you looking to make a change? And I don't mean I want to leave my company. I mean advance the ranks within your company. Or maybe you're an entrepreneur that's looking for new knowledge that can help you take your company to the next level. I mean, today we live in a world that's not only very interconnected, but it's very competitive. Mm-hmm. And I think smart individuals, ambitious individuals, will do everything they can to sort of put new tools in the toolbox to help shore up their skill set. And it may not be an executive MBA, but for people in the business community, that's a great way to look at advancing yourself by tapping into this new knowledge and new skill set by going through an executive MBA program.
So is corporate America really, saying, they just got their MBA, let's give them a promotion? I mean, is that happening or is it a creation sort of different areas for a person who just has that advanced degree?
Yeah, what I always say to folks, who people will often ask, hey, if I go through an executive MBA program, am I guaranteed to get a salary increase? Mm-hmm. Am I guaranteed to get a promotion or responsibility changes? And we track that through exit surveys. And frankly, on average, the news is good. You know, we'll see. We just completed an exit survey. We haven't issued a press release on it yet, but it'll be coming. You talk about basically we looked at more than 2,000 students, primarily in North America, as a sample, so it's not everybody, but a reasonable base, and saw salary returns, you know, double digits, about 14%.
Mm.
So that's there, but that's not going to be everybody. And what I tell folks is, even though that news is good and that on average people do see an increase in responsibilities, it's not going to be just one thing, right? There is no magic bullet. What you need to think about when you think about going into an executive MBA is, will it give you an advantage over, you know, somebody else in the marketplace? And the answer and the data says consistently that it will. But you have to do something with it. You can't just go through and wait for everybody to line up. It's like anything else, I think, in business and perhaps even in life, that you've got to take some initiative, take advantage of the new knowledge, new skill set.
Definitely make something happen if you need to. So I know you just did a new survey, and talk about what that survey says about women in MBA and EMBA programs.
Yeah, and it's specifically, we call it our membership program survey, where we survey programs throughout our membership, which is global, right? Mm-hmm. So we have over 200 schools in more than 30 countries and over 300 programs, executive MBA programs. So specifically in the executive MBA space, we're excited to report that this year, for the first time, we've cracked 30% of the class on average being comprised of female students. Certainly we have a long way to go, but it's been great progress and it continued to trend upward. And so we're excited about that. I think it speaks to the fact that whether you're a man or a woman, you recognize, and I think more women are recognizing that as they try to advance and break that glass ceiling, that an executive MBA can be one thing that they put into the mix that gives them an advantage to, say, take that next step.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Tell folks where they can get more information about the executive MBA programs that are all around, and give them more information.
You bet. So we have a website that we've created. It's executivemba.org, executivemba, one word, .org. It's a site that we run on behalf of prospective students. There's no fees to access any of the information, but we've created a search and compare tool that allows prospective students to go in and search across a variety of parameters among our member schools. There's information about, you know, how could I potentially finance a degree? What are the things I need to think about for admissions? So lots of information. We encourage students, prospective students, to check that out, and I think they'll find it to be a great resource.
That is awesome. Michael Desiderio, Executive Director of the Executive MBA Council, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Twanda. Have a great day.